It's Late Night Graham Torrington on the BBC across the Midlands. I'm here Sunday to Thursday, 10 till 1. Being a Thursday, I like to talk love and relationships. Tonight I'm asking, is an only child a lonely child? If you're an only child, how did it affect you growing up? Did you miss having siblings? Or did you actually like being the only child? Did it mean more love from your parents and more freedom to do what you wanted? Share your own experiences and your own thoughts tonight on Late Night Graham Torrington. You can give me a call right now, 08453 00956. I'm waiting for your call right now. Dr. Bernice Sorensen joins me now, and I understand you're not just an only child, but also a counsellor who's worked with young people and adults and helped issues brought on by being an only child. Is that right, Bernice?
That's right, yes. Okay. And I've done a lot of research on the experiences of only children through their lifespan.
So what kind of issues do onlys face, and is it a common thread?
Well, I think there's a number of issues, and there's a whole spectrum within that those issues as well. So I can sort of, I suppose I can broadly say four. And I suppose the first one is the whole issue of aloneness and loneliness and a need for space. I think a lot of only children, as adults as well, have that need to have time on their own because they're used to having quite a lot of space and, you know, being on their own as children. And they get used to that. And that, you know, is something they carry with them. And I think the second one, this actually has an impact because often they have a very intense relationships with their parents, but that can mean feeling very responsible for them, and separating from them can be quite hard. And there's often a lot of fear about their death and looking after them when they're elderly. And I think the third issue is relationships in general. I think quite often only children can make very good relationships. They often take too much responsibility. But the whole space thing comes in again. And it's something quite difficult to negotiate because they haven't had that sort of sibling experience to do the sort of rough and tumble that, you know, people with siblings actually get to do. And the fourth one, I think, is the effect of the only child stereotype, which really has a huge impact even today. You know, one does get a bit fed up with being told, oh, you're an only child, therefore you must be spoiled.
So is that a fact that only children are not always spoiled?
Well, I don't think so, no. I think a lot of people would say absolutely the opposite. Your parents bend over backwards trying not to spoil you, that you often feel you sort of lose out in the end.
Would you say that, I mean, parents are very protective over their children, of course they are, and as a parent, that's a natural thing to do, but as a parent of an only child, are you more protective over that one child?
Well, I think that that is, certainly can be the case, but I also know from interviewing many only children that the opposite can be the case too, that if you're on your own, you can be quite marginalised, and some only children actually get quite neglected. So again, it's very much on a spectrum of absolute overprotection to neglect.
You mentioned there about being very close to your parents there as well, if you're an only child. And I suppose an only child that loses their parents, they might find themselves feeling quite lonely after that.
Yes, very much so. And I, you know, in my message board that I set up, that was one of the big concerns, that people were very worried that when their parents die, you know, who are they going to be? They were going to be orphans. And I know myself when, you know, first one and then my other parent died, there's a sense of being very much on your own. Suddenly there's no one in the world. You've got no siblings, you've got no parents. It's a very different sort of feeling. And I know people have siblings they don't get on with, but I think it is a different experience.
Well, as an extension of that, I'm one of five, so I know what it's like to be part of a big family. And my mum, bless her, she's not around any longer, but I do remember her saying to me, and quite often, well, not often, but we had this conversation from time to time, she was an only child, and she said that in her growing up years, when she was a little girl, she was surrounded by lots of older people and she felt very lonely with a lot of older people around. And she made this decision as a teenager that she wanted a big family, and that's exactly what she had. She went out of her way to have a big family.
Well, that certainly showed up in my research. I mean, there's sort of three obvious routes. One is to have a large family to make up for the fact that that's what you felt you missed out on. The other one is, you know, if you've had a good experience as an only child, you might think, okay, you know, I'll do it again. I'll have an only child. There's nothing wrong with that. And I must admit, that's where I started. And then there's the third option, which is where I personally got to, which is actually, hang on here, you know, this, at least I had cousins, but, you know, I was an only child, my husband's an only child, there would be no cousins. And in fact, you know, other young people around when you grow up is extremely important.
Yeah.
And so I had to.
All right, OK. Your personal experience, let's not talk too personally about your, you know, you being an only child, but for you, what are the, let's talk about some of the benefits here, some of the positives.
Well, I think, you know, again, my research, I think the main positive is purely economic. And I say purely economic because I think that is the one thing that obviously, you know, you're going to benefit from. So that is a benefit. And I think that's one which what I call the only child lobby pushes to a great extent. But I have to say, I don't think that actually necessarily makes up for some of the disadvantages.
And just highlight just one of those for me.
Well, the disadvantages, I think, is you miss out on social and emotional development. And obviously, as an adult, you can make up for that. But it's never the same. A lot of only children, as adults, you know, don't feel they fit in. They always feel like there's rules of the game that they don't quite know about.
Right.
And there's a sense of, you know, you're sort of not quite connected. You don't quite see the world in the same way because, you know, the world isn't the same when you've been brought up an only child.
Interesting. Bernice, thank you very much indeed for joining me on the programme this evening.
Thank you.
It's Late Night, Graham Torrington on the BBC across the Midlands. I'm here Sunday to Thursday, 10 till 1. So, being a Thursday, talking love and relationships, tonight asking, is an only child a lonely child? Maybe you're an only child. Maybe you are from a larger family and you wish you'd been an only child. What are your own thoughts on this? Share them right now on Late Night, Graham Torrington. Waiting for your call on 08453 00956. You can always email me as well. Wait for your email on gt@bbc.co.uk.